listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Welcome back to the arena. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls getting ready for the boys' championship here at the Gateway Holiday Classic. As Catholic High out of Virginia Beach and Peninsula Catholic get ready out of Virginia as well. I'm just with the head coach of Catholic High, Bobby Steinberg. Let's go to him right now.
Thanks, Dan. And here to talk to the head coach of Catholic High School out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, Coach Bob Steinberg. And, Coach, you're on these WMSD airwaves, kind of familiar to the family when you talk about the lineage here in Montgomery County.
Absolutely. 52 years later, as I understand it, although I knew my dad would somehow get on the radio at some point over the last 3 days. So, but it's nice to be here. It is. It's great to be able to have him be a part of it as well.
Talk about this experience this week at the Gateway Holiday Classic for you and your team.
It's been great. I mean, we're still going through some growing pains. We lost a couple of guys early, and we're not as deep as we'd like to be. But at the same time, we're figuring out who can play and figuring out who can fill in and get some minutes in there for us and give some guys some breaks. So it's been great for us that everybody in Mount Sterling and the whole county and everything else has treated us right. So I'm extremely pleased with it and love to come back again.
I'm going to let you get out to center court because I know you got to get out there with the officials, but I'm going to try to catch back up with you before you go in. And that's Coach Bob Steinberg. I'm going to try to get a couple more words with him before they go into the locker room just to you know, get his take on what this week has been like here with his team and Montgomery County Gateway Holiday Classic, as we have these two teams that have traveled from the Commonwealth of Virginia to the Commonwealth of Kentucky in the signature event here during the holiday season in the Gateway area. These two teams are quite impressive in their first two outings here at the Gateway Holiday Classic. And now the folks that have been able to hang around from the girls' championship game, in which the Montgomery County Lady Indians won 50-45 against the Madison Central Lady Indians, a very game ball club here in that championship. Lady Indians able to come away victorious 50-45 as they continue on their win streak here before the Christmas holiday happens on Monday, and then they'll find themselves next week going down to the Lady of the South, another prestigious tournament here in the Bluegrass. The Montgomery County boys earlier played in one of the consolation games against Lincoln County, and they went down into defeat to the Lincoln County Patriots. So a situation where the boys lost 60-40. But as Coach Steinberg comes back over, I want to get a couple more words in with him. But Coach, when you came into this tournament, though, was there anything in particular you wanted to see out of your team, and did you learn any of those things in the opening two games?
Absolutely. We knew coming into Kentucky, and I've told these guys, I coached in Kentucky years ago at Bellarmine. I recruited this area. We knew that we were going to come in against some really good coaching with good fundamental basketball, where the kids are going to work hard, they're going to cut hard, they're going to set their screens, they're going to find shooters. And it's been good for us because we play a little wild at times, and we had to learn how to actually guard the way you're supposed to guard. Guard the way we teach, right? Guard the way we teach, not just the way they want to do it. So it's been very beneficial for us.
What have you seen out of this Peninsula Catholic team these 2 days here that concern you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. They're in our conference. So we know these guys as well as they know us. I mean, we're good friends with them. Our guys play together in AAU. So they're what we expected, and I'm sure we're what they expected.
Is there a key to success in this game, you think, stat-wise or style of play?
We've just got to be able to flatten the ball out, got to be able to stop ball early, and we've got to get in. We're not the biggest team in the world, but we've got to get in and rebound.
I'll say this, welcome home in some sense to the Gateway area, and glad that you've enjoyed this, and you know, safe travels and a happy holidays to you and your team.
Absolutely, Merry Christmas.
All right, that's Bob Steinberg, head coach for the Catholic High School out of Virginia Beach. Going to see if we get a chance to talk to the head coach, Bob Dorsey, here for Peninsula Catholic. And, Coach, your Knights have made it to a championship game in a tournament only to play a familiar foe. You traveled all the way from the Commonwealth of Virginia to Commonwealth of Kentucky just to play a championship game.
Yeah, absolutely. I talked to Coach Steinberg earlier, and he said, you know, I maybe had a hunch this might happen. You know, it's been a great event, great for our kids. We're excited. Catholic is really, really good. You know, we have a rivalry in our conference. You know, I love playing them, and it's going to bring the best out in both teams.
Trips like this, you talk about bonding and getting that chemistry away from home. What's this week been like for you and your kids?
For us, it's been really important. We started the year with a bunch of injuries. Guys weren't really together. This week in general, we've played some of our best basketball. The kids have had a great time being in a place they're not used to. This arena is beautiful. I think it seats 4,200 people. The kids have really embraced it.
We love this arena, but we love the grand old barn down the hallway. It had a tremendous shooting performance last night.
It has a character and an atmosphere that I love. I mean, that's the kind of gyms that I grew up playing in. So I told our kids, I said, embrace everything because this is different than when we're at home. We enjoyed that experience, and we're just happy to be in this game.
What the difference in style of play maybe when you came to Kentucky versus the way it is in Virginia?
Right. You know, in our 757 area code, it's more up and down all the time. You know, here we saw a 1-3-1 zone for the first time this year. And I told the kids, you know, we got to be patient. You got to attack it a little bit different. And I thought last night we did a great job of doing that. Now today it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be more up and down. And these kids are all familiar with each other, so there's going to be no surprises today.
Anything in particular you want to see or that you wanted to learn about your team on this road trip?
I wanted to make sure we had a good energy and effort and that competitiveness to where winning is the most important thing. Sometimes kids get caught up in their own kind of game and their stats. And early in the year we had a couple guys doing that. Right now we've been together this week and we've really focused on the main goal, which is to win ball games.
Coach, congratulations on getting to the championship game and good luck in your quest to take home the crown, and safe travels to you and yours on your way back to Virginia.
Appreciate it. Happy holidays and go Knights.
All right. That's Coach Trevor Dorsey with the Knights of Peninsula Catholic out of Newport News, Virginia. We're getting ready for the boys' championship game here at the Gateway Holiday Classic. It's Catholic High School out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. They'll take on the Knights of Peninsula Catholic out of Newport News. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we return. More Gateway Holiday Classic right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Welcome back to the arena. In case you are just joining us, Montgomery County's boys lost today to Lincoln County 60-40. Again, the Indians are going to go play in the Railroad Classic at Estill County next week. Again, a Montgomery County team hoping to get a couple more players back. We don't know. I'm not really sure about Jarvis and how much he might have played today. He was still bothered a little bit by the ankle problem that he's had, and so the Indians are struggling a little bit right now. Got a win in the tournament, beat a Pulaski County team, and they kind of showed what they can do. And well, it's great to see people come back and stop in to say hello, and the Clark's family from over in Powell County that she came here and played a few years back. Good to see them. But the Montgomery County Lady Indians win the tournament 50-45 over Madison Central. But the girls, they're playing well right now, and I think we'll get even better here in this game. We have seen Peninsula Catholics Knights, and actually have watched them play a couple of times, so I feel like we know them pretty well, and they're very talented. These are talented clubs right here. I mean, their records, the Crusaders of Catholic High at Virginia Beach are 6-4, and Peninsula Catholic 6-5, but the competition that they have been facing is reflected, I think, in those records. The teams have come back out now from the locker room, and we're going to step out one more time. When we come back in a couple of minutes, we'll get Brandon Elliott with the starting lineups, and we'll get this boys' championship game underway. We'll return in 2 minutes.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Teams are at their benches right now. Catholic High, the Crusaders are in green with gold numerals trimmed in white. On the other end, it's Peninsula Catholic with white uniforms, blue numerals and trim. Let's go to our public address announcer, Brandon Elliott, for the introduction of our starting lineups for tonight's boys' championship game between the Crusaders and the Knights, a couple of teams that are here out of Virginia. We'll head there in just a moment. We're just waiting for everybody to get set here. Officials are in place. And let's go to Brandon Elliott.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the arena on the campus of Montgomery County High School for the finale and championship match in the boys' bracket of the Gateway Holiday Classic. I'll get it out eventually. For 2023, presented by Community Trust Bank. This contest will feature the Catholic School Crusaders as your visiting team, and the home team on the scoreboard, the Peninsula Catholic Knights. Let's meet your starting lineups. First for the Crusaders, at guard, a 6'1 senior, number 0, Braden Ford. At guard, a 6'4 junior, number 1, Ashton Walker. At forward, a 6'1 freshman, number 10, Jonathan Lee. At forward, a 6'5 junior, number 12, Alex Pieces. At guard, a 6'3 senior, number 24, Josiah Rickards. The Crusaders are coached by head coach Bobby Steinberg. And now for the Peninsula Catholic Knights. At center, a 6'11 senior, number 0, Alonzo Easterly. At guard, a 5'8 senior, number 2, E.J. Joyner. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 11, Malcolm Velmar. At forward, a 6'11 junior, number 15, Devin Gaines. And at forward, a 6'4 junior, number 35, Braden Mann. The Knights are coached by head coach Trevor Dorsey.
All right, and by the way, Gaines is only 6'1 and not 6'11, but they do have one 6'11, though, Alonzo Easterling. And I thought he played really well the first time we saw him, and then
I thought he struggled last
night. He struggled in the middle of the game, so he could be a key.
He's the guy that, you know, like I said, you know, colleges will be looking at for sure. Just one, because of that length, and he's got that very athletic look about him, a guy that can get up and down the floor. Showed, even last night, he can initiate a break. You know, when did we ever think we'd see guys 6'10 plus, you know, leading breaks the way that he showed the ability to do?
It'll be the Crusaders moving from right to left on your dial here in this first half of play. Big height advantage for Easterling. Gets the tip in backcourt, back to Velmar, and it's Peninsula. We'll call them Peninsula and Catholic. How about that? They're both Catholic schools, and Peninsula has it right now. And working out front is Velmar, man-to-man defense. I don't think we'll see any zones today. Working with the ball is E.J. Joyner. What a player he is. A three is up, and it's no good. And the rebound is claimed by Walker of Catholic. So the Crusaders come down with a chance to draw first blood, and operating out high for them is Braden Thorne, a 6'1 senior. Over on the left side to Walker. Walker drives to the free throw line. Jump shot is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Peninsula's ball.
And, you know, you're starting to look and trying to see, you know, where there might be matchups out on the floor that either of these teams could take advantage of, or you see where maybe they'll try to attack each other.
Here is a Joyner, and he's being guarded by the senior, Richards. Here, dribbling with the ball is Velmer. Can't get free. Joyner gives it down the right side, driving into the lane, and a little flip shot is up and no good by Gaines, and rebounded out of there by Walker, and he brings it down, gives it down the right side to Thorne. Thorne's a senior, stands at long range, and moves in and fires over Easterling. No good. Rebound. Joyner comes out there with it. He heads down all the way, goes underneath, and gets it knocked away and out of bounds, and it touched Joyner last. So we played 90 seconds. Neither team's been able to put points on the board.
Man, it's been exciting if you're here. Because of the pace, but you ain't getting any points out of it. I'm just going to see who fires the first shot across the bow.
Here, working with the ball is Walker. Gives it up. Pisces fires a three-point shot, and he left it short. The rebound out on the floor, going after and getting it is Walker. And going down inside and putting it up and in.
took advantage of the defense breakdown off of the initial missed shot.
Thorne gets the basket on the inside, and Catholic High of Virginia Beach has taken the lead over Peninsula, 2-0. Outside, here's Mann, big guy, 6'5". Joiner's a little bitty fella, but can he shoot? And right now, Velmer with it. Velmer's about 5'11", strong. Gaines gets knocked down, and that'll be a foul. He tried to drive into the circle. Off balance was Jonathan Lee, the freshman, who gets the foul call. Lee, a 6'1 freshman, gets the first foul of the game against Catholic High, Virginia Beach. Joyner will inbound. Dumps it in the corner to Easterling. Quickly feeds it on the outside to Gaines. Over to Velmar. Velmar left to the key. Back to Gaines' right side. Down to Easterling. Works against Pisces. He can't get free. The ball is lost out of bounds. It'll belong to Peninsula, though.
I mean, the fact that, you know, Easterling put that ball down on the ground and try to go baseline there away from the basket the way he was, it's impressive.
Joyner looks to get it in. He's looking and throws it out deep, and coming up with a near midcourt is Mann, right? I haven't thought he was going to have to catch that one.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Velmar, three-point line, tries to drive in. They double-team him, dumps it off to Easterling. A little flip shot is going to roll off. The rebound going in to get it is Gaines. He puts it up no good, tips it up and in.
They've taken advantage of being above the rim there.
And we are tied at two apiece. How about the little guy Gaines going in there among some tall timber? Praying for the basket and unable to get it up is Walker, and then he finally does put a shot up there that's no good. The rebound is knocked out of bounds. It'll be Peninsula's ball.
Well, I tell you, the officials have got their work cut out for them when that ball goes up on the glass at any point in time with the way these guys are contending.
I don't know if they're going to have their work cut out for them. I think they're going to let them play.
Just let them play.
I believe they are. Easterling.
No blood, no foul, right?
Easterling, he's big, got a big height advantage, but Pisces is really a strong physical player at about 6'5". Here's Joyner, picked up by Pisces, who almost took it away from him. Joyner down the left side, Gaines, drives the left baseline. Spins, can't get away. Kills the dribble, gives it to Easterling. He loses it. Now picked right back up, though, by Peninsula as they tried to clear it out of there, and Peninsula still has it tied at two apiece, almost 4 minutes into this game. Easterling going for the basket, flips it up, it's no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and it's picked up by Richards. So back comes Richards, and he goes for the basket, and he's going to be fouled and will shoot two. And that personal foul is going to go against Gaines. Gaines gets his first, and to the free throw line. Josiah Richards will shoot the first free throws of the game. He's got two to come. He's a 6'3 senior and puts the free throw up and no good off the back of the iron.
We saw in the girls' championship how crucial free throw opportunities ended up becoming in that game. And I know Catholic High School here doesn't want that to be a part of this equation when baskets are hard to come by here early.
Richards makes the second free throw, and Catholic High moves ahead of Peninsula 3-2.
And you got Wynn has just checked in. That's one of the more athletic guys you'll see come in for Peninsula Catholic.
Jalen Wynn, a 6'5 senior. He said he was a junior.
He told us he was a junior last night, yeah.
So we must have a wrong. Going for the basket, Joyner, Misty driving layup. The rebound is tipped out. Richards comes up with it. Left side, an open three is on the way. Good. Put up by Brayden Thorne, who has 5 points. And it's 6-2, Catholic. And Joyner has not scored after the big night he had last night. We're 4.5 minutes into the game. Here's Wynn wanting to take it inside. Has to give it up. Now Joyner, left side. There is a three-point shot that's no good by Mann. A rebound by Wynn, and as he goes up, he's fouled. And Jalen Wynn's going to go to the line for two shots.
The young man, like I said, we talked about his athletic prowess last night. And of course, he told us last night, you know, he didn't get to play a year ago much because of an injury.
Free throw no good off the back of the iron.
But seemed like a pleasant young man when we spoke with him last night. Said he's going to run track this spring do the long jump. I just looked at him. I said, man, I saw you. You look like a long jumper.
He makes his second free throw, and it's 6-3.
Want to do the hurdles, he said.
Peninsula down by three, and Catholic High with the ball. Working Richards on the right side. He looks, gives to Pisces. In the game now is Millett, Gavin Millett. And driving in and flipping it up, no good, but drawing the foul to shoot shots is Thorne. Thorne's playing with a covering on his face. That foul on Richards is his second. Team foul number three. I'm sorry, that was not Richards. Thorne puts the free throw up. No good. He has another one coming. 2:58 to go in the opening quarter. That was on Joyner. And the free throw, the second one is good. 6 points for Thorne here in the first quarter. He made both of them. I'm sorry, he did make that first one. 8-3 our score. So Peninsula, they can use a basket. Win with it out on the perimeter. Big guy dribbles inside, tried to go for the basket. They take it away from him. Got the double team. Millett comes up with a turnover. Going down, Thorne goes for the basket, misses it. Wynn with the rebound. Wynn will bring it himself. Wynn holds up and gives to Joyner. He's the guy they want to trigger things. Joyner hands it off. Belmer hands right back to Joyner, a little bit out of his shooting range. And Richards is going to try to take those shots away from him when he can. There's Wynn for a three left side. Does not go down. And the rebound taken by Walker. Lead pass ahead. Richards goes up and gets fouled. And that might be on Joyner. It is. I think it's his second.
They caught it on Gaines, I guess.
Gaines.
His second.
So Gaines gets his second. And at the free throw line is Richards. Free throw is good. Freshman has his second point. I said the freshman. He's the senior. Jonathan Lee, the freshman who started the game, and he didn't stay in very long. Replaced in there by Millett. The senior Richards puts the pair of free throws in, and it's 10-3. So Catholic with the lead. Here's Wynn with the ball. Gives it up to Easterling. Wynn gets it back on the right side. Joyner, they can't get Joyner free for a shot. They're keeping him covered up. Here is Wynn driving inside. Spins, weaves. Gives it back on the right baseline, and a jump shot's up and good. Old fall away by Braden Mann for his first two.
That's a great catch.
Make it 10-5.
Great catch and shoot by Mann there.
Here's Richards. Gives way back out front to Walker. Ashton Walker on the dribble with it right now. He's a 6'4 junior. Walker being guarded by Belmer. Gives it in the corner to Richards. Richards lost the handle of the ball, taken away. The turnover on Catholic and going down, laying it up and in is Belmer under pressure. Belmar with his first two to make it 10-7. So Peninsula make a little comeback here at the end of the quarter. 10-7, 105 to go in the period. Pisces working and goes in, puts it up with the left hand. It didn't go down. And the rebound is taken by Wynn. Nice move by Alex Pisces, but now Easterling trying to make a ball. Oh, wow. Beautiful feed from Easterling to the breaking Wynn going to the basket.
And that was beating the defense back to the basket there. I know Coach Steinberg can't be happy about that.
10-9, so nice little run going. 6 points in a row scored by Catholic. Peninsula, here is Pisces for a three, good. Big guy stepped outside. 6'5 junior scores for the first time. It's 13-9. So pretty confident in taking that shot.
Yeah, he's trying to seduce to bring Easterling out there. And boy, they're jostling each other right there. Yeah, the official had to call something there between Easterling and Pisces there. Yeah, they were giving each other the business there.
Pisces got the worst of it. He got the foul call, and that's his first. 19 seconds to go Possession arrow is with Catholic. Inbound the ball is Velmar. Pisces trying to keep the ball away from Easterling. You can tell those guys have played against each other before.
Yeah. There was a lot of familiarity you heard from the coaches.
Joiner, 9 seconds to go. He gets a screen, gets another screen. He drives right. He can't get a shot away. And sends it to Wynn. Wynn makes a move. He has to fire three, top of the key.
Oh, wow.
Down.
Wow.
Wynn knocking down a three. He has six. And it's 13-12 at the end of the first quarter. Don't go away. This looks like it could be interesting. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Each team had only one turnover there in the first quarter. Shooting the ball, it was Catholic High out of Virginia Beach. 3 of 9, but they made 2 of 3 threes, 5 of 6 from the line. Peninsula was 5 of 13, 1 of 4 from the three-point line, and 1 of 2 from the stripe. 9 to 7, Peninsula out-rebounded Catholic High. And here is Catholic with the ball down in the lane. A little flip shot is up and no good, put up by Walker, but rebounded by Catholic. They get it back outside. Working with the ball, long range is Braden Thorne. Pisces takes it, and now Walker. Run a little weave out front. Get the ball to Richards. Walker. Pisces. Pisces going to drive for the rim. Goes up. Blocked by Easterling, but a foul on Easterling. And that'll be his first. First foul this second quarter.
Well, they run that little weave out front to try to create a little spacing for the drive, and they got the matchup that they wanted. Was able to get that foul on Easterling.
Pisces, free throw, rolls in for him. His fourth point. 6'5 junior. Well, he wanted to challenge the big guy that time. He's not backing away from him at all. Second free throw is no good. Velmar goes in and gets a rebound. So 14-12, Peninsula down 10-3 at one time, and they could tie the game or take the lead with a three here. Here is working with the ball, Wynn, hands it off, Joiner, goes all the way to the basket, flips it up, and it rolled off, put up by Easterling, no good, put up again by Easterling, no good, and Walker with a rebound. Now there's a turnover, and Joiner took it away, and then missed the shot inside, but got fouled. And that personal is going to be on Richards.
A lot of activity.
That's his first.
There's a lot of activity going on right there.
Joiner's
going
to shoot too.
I mean, one of the smaller guys out on the floor tonight in Joiner, and he was right there in the heart of it all.
Puts the free throw in, see if that gets him going. Now he can tie the score at 14 out of the game for Catholic High of Virginia Beach. It is going to be Richards, replaced by Jonathan Lee, the freshman who's back in. Joiner ties the game. So from a 7-point deficit, we got our second tie. We're tied at 2 and now at 14. Catholic trying to get the lead back. There's a push in the back that they did not spot. Here's Thorne with the ball. Thorne wants to dribble. Knocked away by Joiner, but picked up by Catholic. Here dribbling with the ball is Walker. Walker goes behind the screen, works left side, goes back to the freshman, Lee, and now Walker, and Walker gets called for traveling. Okay. That was a good call.
Yeah, and it was good solid defense out on the perimeter by Peninsula Catholic, just not allowing this Catholic high school to be able to get into that paint.
Peninsula gets the ball back with a chance to take the lead. Easterling way out between the circles. The big guy at 6'11", puts it on the floor a little bit, then hands it to Joyner. Now, Joyner's picked up by Pisces. They go, and Easterling wants that ball inside. They get it to him, but he stepped out beyond the three-point line. See if he tries to take it on the dribble here. Looks for a cutter. Gives back out beyond the top of the key to Mann. Mann setting a screen for Joyner, who drives, goes all the way, and gets his shot blocked out of bounds.
Great job of Pisces recovering there to stop that lay-in, because you see how Joyner can navigate his way through traffic with that quickness.
Pass into Easterling. Wynn takes it. Now Joyner in the corner goes back to Easterling, goes up inside, put it up too hard, rebounded by Walker. Easterling trouble getting the ball in the basket. Walker spins inside, challenges the defense, foul is going to go on Wynn. That'll be his first, and two shots coming for Walker, who gave his body up to get those two free throws.
He used that strong body to his advantage right there. He got right into the heart of the defense, into Wynn, and compromised his ability to stop him.
Walker, who has not been able to score yet, but already has six rebounds here in the first half. A couple of shots for him, and he puts it up no good.
Yeah, I really like the way Walker attacked early in the possession there.
Makes his second free throw. He has his first point, and the lead for the Crusaders, 15-14 over the Knights. When we say Crusaders, we're talking about Catholic High out of Virginia Beach. And now Peninsula. They have the ball. Wynn. The Easterling beyond the three-point line. Sends a cross-court pass to Gaines. The defense is intense. Wynn drives for the basket. Goes under, lays it up and in.
He's unbelievable. At that size that he has, that length that he has, the ability to put it down and explode to the basket.
First lead for Peninsula, 16-15. Pisces missed a three. Rebound is slapped around, and finally Easterling gets it. So coming down is the ball in the hands of Belmer, who missed a three-point shot. Players hit the deck. Thorne with the rebound. Heading back the other way, the Crusaders. A three out of the left corner is no good. Put up there by Millett, but rebounded by the Crusaders, so they still have the possession. Down by a point. Driving into the lane. A little floater is up. No good by Walker. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be played by Peninsula Catholic.
I'm out of breath just watching this.
I tell you what, we've had more action for a 16-15 game. It ought to be 62-60. But here's working with the ball. Peninsula Wynn out of the perimeter. Hands to Joyner. Joyner, a little crossover, and he fell down but recovers. Gives the ball over. Driving in. Belmer out to Easterling for a three that does not go down. Rebound, another one by Walker. Walker brings it himself, fires a three-point shot that doesn't go down. Now Easterling's got it on the other end. Walker and Easterling can't find the basket. They're being very active, but shots aren't going down. Here's Belmer with it. Floats it in for Easterling. He catches it in the lane, turns, puts it up, no good. The rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it will be
the big guy's
the Crusaders' ball.
He is just really struggling. He's gotten some good looks, and he just can't get the...
He's 0 for 7.
Yeah.
Walker is 0 for 5, but has made one of two free throws. Those two guys collectively have scored 1 point, but they're battling inside. Here's Pisces out front, hands to Walker. Over comes to Millett. Gavin Millett, 6'4", top of the key, putting on the gag. Floor is Thorne. He lost the ball. Turnover forced. Three turnovers here in the second quarter against Catholic High. And now Wynn bluffs the three. Now backs up and fires a three that doesn't go down. Rebound by Pisces. I think that was only a two.
Yeah.
Put up by Wynn.
Yeah.
And under three to play in the half. Walker wants to give his team the lead. Goes to everybody. Lays it up and in. Walker's first field goal. 3 points. 17-16, and we're going to get a timeout. 2:49 left to play in the first half. It's a battle. I wish you were watching it rather than listening to me call it. 17-16, the lead, and it belongs to Catholic High over Peninsula, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Peninsula Catholic down by a point with the ball. I mean, this is like an NBA game moment. You feel like they're going to just throw punches, and then we'll get down to the last 5 minutes, and these guys will really play.
Yeah.
They're playing hard now, but here is Velmer. He bluffs a three. Couldn't pull a trigger. Gives it to Wynn at a high post. He goes down, kicks it out. There's a three that's up and no good by Mann. Rebounded by Easterling. Easterling hands it off to Wynn. His 15-footer is no good. And the rebound is taken by Pisces, and he'll bring it down himself. Goes all the way in, flips it up off the glass. Good.
What great recognition by Pisces. He felt like he had an advantage out on the floor with Easterling and just continued to attack and make him backpedal.
19-16, Catholic with the lead. Joyner just thinking, I could tie this game up with a three if they just let me take it. They're not giving it to him. Here's Wynn with under two to play in the half now. Wynn looking. Dustin Isle joined us at halftime. His Lady Indians win earlier tonight to take the girls' championship. Easterling way outside, gives to Wynn. Kicks it right corner, back out. Driving in, Velmer sends it back. Mann, he penetrates. Gives back out to Joyner. Joyner can't get the three away. Now he drives, goes for the bucket. Back out to Velmer. He wanted the three, couldn't get it. Now Wynn, the defense is intense.
Yeah.
We're down to a minute 20 left in the half.
That's the Ran wrap right now. It's wrapped tight.
Joyner launches a long three that's no good, but the wrong rebound comes out to Wynn. So they still have it. Joyner only has 2 points in this game. After what we watched him do last night, it's hard to believe. Here is Velmer with it. Got a minute to play here in the half. And dribbling the ball, Velmer right side, working against Walker, can't shake him, gives to Wynn. Wynn spins and weaves and then gets it knocked away by Walker, but a foul called.
Oh, man, that spin, oh, that was epic. I mean, Walker's an unbelievable athlete, and he just left him where he stood on that spin reverse towards the basket right there.
Wynn's going to shoot two. He can bring the lead back to one. Free throw is up and no good. We'll have another one, and now back into the game comes Josiah Richards, the 6'3 senior for Catholic. Second free throw is good. 7 points for Wynn. That's a bunch in this game. 19-17 the lead. 42 seconds to go. Possession arrow is with Peninsula. Here's Walker across the timeline. Under a 5 second count, able to get rid of it to Lee. Now back to Walker. Clock at 28. Walker hands it off. Richards. Thorne, and now here is Lee. Pisces being guarded by Mann. They want to run and take the last shot. They have the lead. Thorne, no, he's going to fire up a three. Good. Byron Thorne with his second three. 22-17, but time for Peninsula. 5 seconds to go. There's Joyner, a long three that sails out of bounds. And the 5/10 of a second, all that remains, they'll just inbound the ball. This half will be over. They give it to Lee, who fires a three off the back of the iron. That would have been good. Wow, what a catch and shoot. But the first half has come to an end. A little run there by Catholic High at the end of the half. They lead 22-17. Don't go away. We'll be back and visit with Coach Dustin and I and give you the statistical rundown for the first half when we return in 90 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhead invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
The Peninsula Catholic Knights made 1 of 14 from the field in that second quarter. I know that Coach Jason Mays of the Montgomery County Indians wished that had happened last night. I mean, they shot the ball extremely well last night. But anyway, it's halftime, and the Catholic High Crusaders out of Virginia Beach lead Peninsula Catholic 22-17 here at the intermission. Dustin Nye joins us right now as Lady Indians have won the 2023 Gateway Holiday Classic. Dustin, congratulations. It's what you want to do. You win your home tournament when you can.
It is, and couldn't be more proud of the girls and the way that they came out today. And I'll tell you, that was a dogfight, and I thought that they competed every single possession.
You had a 12-point lead. And Shea Harris got a good-looking three-point shot, maybe too wide open on the left wing, and it just didn't go down. And you could have gone up 15. We were saying we thought the game was probably over right there. Instead, you come back, and they made a nice run there on you. But don't you like that, really, for your team to have to come back and work hard to get the win?
I do, and it was – we had a timeout there, and I think it was after they had made their run and cut it to either six or cut it to three or something. And I really, even though we were turning the ball over and probably being way more aggressive than what we needed to be in the situation, I thought that a lot of the spots that we were turning the ball over were spots where we were seeing the right play to make, and we just weren't maybe making the right pass, or maybe we made a poor pass. But I really felt like we were keeping our eyes to the basket, and we were seeing the right thing. We just weren't doing what we needed to do to complete it. And I think working on making sure we make the correct pass or an accurate pass is a much easier thing to work on and fix than seeing where the ball needs to go.
Are you was Hayden Barrier the point guard today?
Oh, I guess on dead ball situations, live ball, it was pretty much whoever grabbed it brought it, and I like that, and I like Hayden having opportunities to kind of get out in front and being a hit-ahead option. And there were a couple of spots, probably fourth quarter, where I'd like to see her kind of make that diagonal sprint to go get it when the dust had kind of settled and you were no longer in transition. But I thought that Hayden and Savannah and Shay and Reagan, like that nucleus of like those matchups around the basket and some of those ball screens and handoffs inside, I thought that it clicked for a little bit for some of those combinations and kind of how they can play off each other around the basket.
Are you surprised now that Allie Dillon is back that Sophie Fouch has not given up any playing time, really, that she has established herself in the first part of this season, given the chance? Your thoughts on her?
And, you know, that was went kind of offense-defense there with Sophie at the end for Allie. And I'm probably still a little bit protective of Allie in my head. We stretched her a little bit today. But as far as being in the right spot and fighting to block out and fighting for loose balls, Sophie's probably a little better equipped for a switch everything defensive possession right now than Allie is if they were to put her in an ISO situation, and she may need to move laterally. That, and you could see it improve. You could see it improve on Wednesday, and I thought you could see it improve throughout this game. Her confidence in what she is willing to do, and right or wrong, I mean, it might not have been the right move or whatever, but Sophie and Bailey both are—they're fighting and they're scratching and they're clawing, and we're gonna get Allie back close to where Allie wants to be, and we're gonna have a solid seven that have been in the fire, and you start looking at Laura Lee Orzen and Nina.
What about Laura Lee? How's that knee?
She actually got a good report yesterday, and she's already started physical therapy. I think it's on her timeline. I think it's whenever she's able to walk without a limp. And after watching the video, I think she was very fortunate in there wasn't more damage done. But she got a good clean X-ray and got a good report from the doctor. And you start looking at Laura Lee and Nina have both been in the flow, and they are both very capable players. And you start talking, you've got nine people sitting over there, and Reagan Mays would be 10 that have played real minutes.
We're about to run out of time real quick. You're going to the Lady of the South. Talk about this tournament and can Montgomery County go and win?
I'm not going to say no. And we have the defending champs in the very first game. It's a team out of Tennessee. It's Murfreesboro Magnet Central or Central Magnet. And they lost, I think, two to graduation, but they got a Division One still on the team. They remind me of a kind of a mixture of Holy Cross and Notre Dame as far as, like, they seem to be really disciplined with a score. And they've got two girls combining for, I think, 60-65% of their total production right now. And one of them is 40% of that. And
hey, well, we're not going to be with you next week, but if you get to the championship game, we plan on being there. So that's kind of the with both teams playing and one playing a little bit closer to home, we're going to stay closer. But we sure wish you a lot of luck as you go down there. And, hey, we hope we come and join you.
Hey, we would love to see you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dustin. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we'll be back. Start of the second half coming up in a half minute.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In that first half, Braden Thorne with 10 points and Pisces with 6. 3 for Walker, 3 for Richards for Catholic High, and for Peninsula, 9 points for Wynn, who came off the bench. And then 2 points apiece for Joyner and Velmer and Gaines and Mann. And it's 22-17. Peninsula moving right to left on your dial here in the second half, and they have the ball to begin with. See if they can cut into this lead. Again, man-to-man defense. Both players, both teams go back, and they have their starting units in there, so Wynn is not in. Left corner, driving on the baseline is Gaines. Back outside to Mann. Now Velmer. Velmer handles it really well. Joyner handles it better. Gaines handles it well. Velmer almost lost it there, but again, those quick hands, he got it back. Here is Easterling out beyond the three-point line, and boy, the defense for Catholic is intense. Easterling down the left baseline, drives in, spins, weaves, goes up, missed the shot, and the rebound is taken by Thorne. There you go. They worked awfully hard, but got no points. Thorne gives it down the corner to Richards and gets it back. Now Walker. Now break for the basket is Thorne. Reverse layup. No good. And Easterling with the rebound. Thorne.
He made that way. Himself. He made that way worse than it had to be.
Yeah. Here, driving the baseline. Gaines lost the handle on it, but tips it back out to Easterling. Now he fans it right side to Velmer, and his three is good.
They need that. They need to be able to hit a couple of jump shots as this Peninsula Catholic team.
22-20. And right now, if you're Catholic of Virginia Beach, you're saying, well, haven't we played great defense? And we've been outscored here 3-0 in the second half. Here's Thorne. Walker beyond the top of the key again. It's man-to-man defense, folks. Pisces to Richards, back to Pisces, who fires a three, good.
Man, he's been big in this ball game.
25-20.
Causing problems for Easterling, having to come out on the floor and guard Pisces.
And now Easterling is going to come out of the lineup and be replaced in there by Jalen Wynn. And really, when these two teams, they really are matched up, Ivan.
Yeah.
And when you get Easterling out of there, here is Joyner. Can't get through. Velmer down the lane, sends it in the corner. Over there to Gaines. Back outside, Joyner wants to drive. Back to Wynn, couldn't get the shot away. Well, you better move quick. Joyner down the lane, flips it up, no good, but a foul will be called. And that'll be on Jonathan Lee, the freshman.
So unless you
get second.
You can hear the sound effect. Zip, zip, zip. When Joyner went down through her.
There's a busy guy up there right now, Austin Maples, the Norman County Athletic Director. And look at the three minions who are following him.
Yeah, got the hydration cart going there. Yeah.
Here's Joyner at the line. He has 2 points on free throws, and the shot is up and good.
What a week it's been for Austin Maples and the volunteers that have helped pull this tournament off. Can't say enough about what they've done to do this.
So Joyner makes a pair, and it's 25-22. Virginia Beach Catholic with the ball. And the shot is partially blocked out there as trying to put it up with his Pisces. And the rebound taken, and there was Gaines working inside, flips it up off the glass. Made a great move on the right baseline, put it in. 25-24. Gaines with his second field goal.
And that's what
going down is putting it up and in was Wynn.
So both of these teams have to do the attack early in the offensive set against these defenses.
That was Lee who made that basket the other end. 27-24. And why I said Wynn. Here is the ball outside. Wynn's got it. He bluffs the three. Steps up and fires a 15-footer good.
I mean, that shot, I mean, we saw it right at the end of the first period, but that shot right there, is that's butter right there. That's smooth.
27-26. Wynn with 11 points now off the Peninsula bench. Here is Walker driving, and he traveled. Well, it was just tough defense by Malcolm Velmar.
Yeah. Did a great job of using his strength. You know, he's giving up a little height there in that matchup. But boy, he's strong. You can look at it. He's got a nice strong build. Built like a more like a football player.
That's the fifth turnover on Catholic High. One turnover on Peninsula with 3.5 gone in the third quarter. Wynn hands it to Joyner. Joyner carried the ball, but got away with that. You will. And there's a 3-foot up and good by Mann out of the right corner. And Peninsula has taken the lead at 29-27.
And hitting a couple of jump shots to do it, Dan.
Here is ball knocked away, but Walker gets it back for the Crusaders. And now we get a whistle and a timeout taken by, and I think a good one, by Coach Bobby Steinberg of Catholic High. So 4:09 to play here in the third quarter. It's 29-27, Peninsula with the lead here in the championship game of the Gateway Holiday Classic. We'll be back in a half minute.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
.408 left here in the third quarter of play, and Peninsula Catholic with a one-point lead over Catholic High of Virginia Beach, and Catholic High has the ball. Here over on the right side, driving in is Richards, sends it back out to Thorne. Thorne off the right baseline, jumper good.
Nice.
He's got a dozen.
We've seen a couple of just individual great offensive maneuvers.
Third time we've been tied in the game. I'm sorry, it's 29-28 now in the favor. I think the scoreboard's wrong, but I'm not sure. Driving in and going up and flipping it in is Wynn. To 29, they've got it, and the shot is put up on the other end. That's no good by Lee, the freshman, and rebounded by Wynn. So with a one-point lead and the ball out of the right corner, the three is up and no good by Velmer, rebounded by Thorne, quickly down Pisces. He's going to try to get to the basket, and Joyner trying to defend him, and is going to be called for the foul, his second. It'll be a common foul.
Neither was going to give in right there. Joyner nor Pisces with the ball in his hands. Both was trying to stop the other.
I think it really should be 31-29 right now, but maybe I'm mistaken on a three. Here, right side, working with the ball. The Crusaders driving in is Richards, and jump stop and puts it in. What a move.
Oh,
by Josiah Richards, his first field goal of the game.
Cleared space. He just put his head down and went in there strong.
Back to the lead, the Crusaders at 31-30. Gaines wants to make a move, but Thorne covers him up. Joyner takes it against Walker. Walker cuts him off, but Joyner backs up, fires a three, no good. Rebound is tipped outside, and coming up with it is Thorne. Joyner just can't find a field goal tonight. After 23 last night, Walker drives into the lane, knocked away, taken away. Here comes Peninsula down, and they give it up. Thorne came right back and got a steal. Walker is going to fire three on the other end. That does not go down. The rebound is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Peninsula's ball.
For all the good that Wynn has done in this ball game, Coach Dorsey is highly upset with the extra pass on the other end. He's like, just go on in there and score the ball.
He's got 13. Leads his team, 13 of their 30 points. They try to get the lead back, and jump stop going in. Oh, what a move by Gaines. He moved in on the left baseline and put it in, 32-31.
Not having Easterlin, the 6'11 player in them for Peninsula, has kind of opened the floor up and allowed them to maneuver a little bit better.
Here beyond the top of the key, Millett is back in the game for the Crusaders. Walker spins right baseline, sends a pass across the baseline. They get it back out to Thorne for a three. Good. Thorne with 15, the 6'1 senior. And it's 34-32, back to the lead. Go the Crusaders, and we get a timeout with 1:13 to play here in the third quarter. And we'll be back in half a minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Minute 13 left to play here in this third quarter with the Crusaders. A two-point lead over the Knights. Virginia Beach Catholic up on Peninsula Catholic. Out of Virginia these teams are, and these guys can play, but boy, they have really worked each other over defensively in this game. Here's Belmer, Joyner, left side of the key. Wynn trying to post up in there. Down near the timeline is Malcolm Belmer. Goes right side to Gaines. Gaines gives to Wynn, who's down in the corner. He lost the ball.
Man, again, probably the most athletic player on the floor tonight. Just looked so awkward, looked like a baby deer.
That's the third turnover in the game against Peninsula Catholic. Only five the other way, and the defense has been stout. Walker goes inside, and he missed the layup, gets his own rebound and lost it, but they'll play it as they battle for the rebound. Stepping out of bounds with it was Malcolm Belmer. So inbounds. Richards looks to get it in, sends it out deep to Walker, who will go in backcourt to get it. Walker again, he at 6'4", the junior, he's got great maneuverability too. Thorne, right corner, Richards, an open three, good. Richards now with 8 points, 37-32. Crusaders with a five-point lead, and that's big in this game. Down inside, Gaines puts it up, and it didn't go. Thought he was going to have the end one, but he got fouled.
It's a good-looking play there, though. Got it right to the heart of the defense, and Gaines showing tremendous strength to get that shot up.
Pisces with a foul. Gaines will shoot two. First time on the line, has six, misses the free throw. Has another one coming. Free throw is good this time. Seven in the game for Devin Gaines, the 6'1 junior. 37-33, and Pisces a long three, no good at the buzzer off the back of the iron, and the quarter comes to an end. That was a pretty good look. And at the end of three quarters tonight, our Gateway Holiday Classic Championship game, 37-33. Catholic High out of Virginia Beach with a lead on Peninsula Catholic. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Well, Peninsula Catholic made 6 of 9 from the field, 2 of 3 on threes, 3 of 4 from the line. They finally found the basket in that quarter, Ivan. It's kept them in this game, but they're down by 4.
Yeah,
Catholic with the ball. Walker drives right down the lane and missed his shot with the rebound tip out. Pisces rebound in the lane, goes back up from 12 and hits it.
Yeah, we see both of these teams now hit some jump shots, and it's created a little bit more energy in this ballgame.
39-33. The lead at 6 points. Seven has been the biggest, and there's a three no good. That's put up by Mann, rebound by Passes, Pisces. Oh. He got back tapped, but then Peninsula loses it out of bounds. So it'll be the Crusaders' ball. As leaving the game is Mann, and he's replaced by Easterling, so they get the big guy back in there. Here's Walker with the ball outside. Thorne takes it. Joyner trying to stay with him. Thorne puts it on the deck. Feeds Richards. Goes up from 15. Got fouled, it looked like, but no call on the rebound. It didn't even draw iron. Gaines with the rebound. So, here, Peninsula with a chance to cut into this six-point lead with 7:05 to go. Down the left side, there is Gaines for three. No good. Rolled over the rim. Rebound by Millett. Walking it down will be Thorne. Joyner's going to meet him. Thorne picks up the dribble, moves off to the right side. We get a whistle and a foul that's going to be on Joyner.
I say he held him a little bit there out front.
That's his third foul. Timeout's going to be taken by Peninsula. 6:48 to go in this game. It's a six-point lead for Catholic High out of Virginia Beach. When we come back in just a minute.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Driving if these two teams are going to play twice more this season since they're in the same conference, I think.
Yeah, you would think that they're going to see each other a couple of times.
At least.
Yeah.
More. They are battling. Here is Jones with it, or Richards, rather. Goes down the right side on the baseline. Thorne, follow-away jumper, rolls off, and the rebound is taken by Wynn.
Boy, that was a great-looking shot there. You thought it was soft enough to fall in.
Six and a half to play. Peninsula, and they want Easterling to come out and set a screen. They go left corner to Velmar, and going for the basket inside, they throw it away. Pass is picked off. Excellent defense that time by Richards. And now Walker through the lane, and he's going to be fouled by Easterling. That'll be his second, and two shots are coming for Walker.
Coach Dorsey's upset because they felt like they were going to get the look they wanted inside, but they just couldn't execute the play.
Well, how many points you think Walker has?
Whew. Man, how many I think he should have? I mean, he's probably only got about five.
He's only got three.
Okay.
Rolls this one in. But Andy's been active.
Yeah, he's been very active. I had to think about
eight rebounds. He's handled the ball a lot. Now back into the game comes Mann. And he replaces Easterling. He said he can give them their biggest lead of the night. And the free throw is good. They've got it. 8-point lead. 41-33, and we've got 6:07 to play. They let that ball roll near the timeline. Here is Joyner with it out near the right hash mark. Is over on the left side to Gaines. They're looking into the zone now. We are seeing a zone. I thought we'd never see a zone in this game, but with the lead.
Let's slow the game down.
Catholic has gone to a 1-2-2. Gaines in the middle goes up from the free throw line and bounces in the jumper.
Well, you defeat any zone by getting it right there in the center of it like that. And a great job of executing.
41-35. Right side, Richards looking in. Doesn't go to Walker. Pisces, now they swing in the left corner where Walker is. Thorne on the left wing. Richards on the top of the key, right side over there to Millette. And they're just passing the ball in the perimeter against the man-to-man defense. You move, you cut, you create space, and you always try to look for the basket to see if you can get a shot. Here is Richards with the ball, right to wing. Pisces puts it between his legs, goes for the basket, dumps it off on the weak side, and we get a whistle. And out of bounds, they were. Catholic High stepping on the baseline. The ball goes to the Peninsula with 4:54 to go. Now Millette leaves. Replaced back in there by Lee, the freshman. Yeah, out front, Joyner. They stay in that zone. On the point is Thorne. Joyner is out there offensively. They're just trying to figure out exactly where they want to go. Here's Gaines. Right side. Gives it up. Back to Wynn. Wynn will go up from 16. No good. Rebound. Ball is tipped by Pisces, but getting it back. And that was Gaines putting it up, and he takes a hard spill. Hopefully he's okay. The foul is going to be on Pisces, his third.
But, yeah, you can see once again, just getting a good shot up on the glass that time. Wynn got another good shot up. It looked really good off the dribble, getting shots up. But Gaines in there cleaning up that time.
Gaines is going to shoot a pair right here. Can cut it to four if he makes them. Puts it in. Gaines only had two at halftime. He's got 10 in the game now, along with four rebounds. And he rolls another one in. He's got 11, and it's a four-point game, 41-37. Crusaders of Virginia Beach Catholic with the lead and the ball. Here's Richards. Almost gave it away, but getting it and firing a three is no good as Walker. The rebound. Richards went in there, got it, and got fouled.
Huge missed opportunity for Peninsula there. I thought Walker took a shot that they'd been better served not taking in that moment right there. Only to miss it and see Richardson get in there and clean it up.
Foul's on Mann, his first. And that's the third team foul here in the final quarter with 4:03 to go. Richards at the line, free throw left short. Has another one coming. Richards with 8 points in the game now. He's made only 3 of 5 free throws now. Steps up there again. Cradles the ball into his left arm. Puts down a couple of dribbles now and fires the free throw up and good. And the lead is 5, 42-37. E.J. Joyner, a little 5'8 guard, brings it down, top of the key. Bounces it right side. Gaines outside. Velmer, three, no good. Long rebound. Comes to Mann, back to Velmer. Drives into the lane and threw it away. Taken away by Walker, who goes down and jams it. Walker with a big basket there. 44-37, Peninsula trying to come back in a hurry. Wynn goes inside, flips it up and in. What a move by Wynn, and we get a timeout taken by Peninsula as it's back to a five-point game.
Wow. Wynn took it in there like there's not one person on this floor that can stop me out in the open floor. He went in there with purpose.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Our next broadcast is going to come in at Estill County on Wednesday of next week. The Indians are going to be matched up with Magoffin County in the opening game. It'll be a late afternoon game, I think, and that's the next time we'll be on the air.
Be interesting to see if Montgomery County is healthier. Maybe Ethan Dunn could possibly be back in the fold, maybe. Sounds like it might be a little bit longer for Luke Fons to get back with this team from what I'm hearing, you know, with the physical therapy and everything on that thumb that he's having issues with. So maybe we can get a little bit healthier after Santa drops off some good tidings on Monday. You got to hope maybe something good's in the stocking for this Montgomery County Indians program.
3:31 to go. Virginia Beach Catholic has the ball. They come against the press. Walker will dribble down. Gets it all the way into the lane. Hands it off to Richards. He's going to back away. Wynn is there on him. Wynn trying to apply pressure. Here's a handoff to Thorne. Thorne against Joyner. He leaves it off to Pisces, back out to Thorne. Joyner is right up in his grill. And Thorne going for the basket, missed his shot. And the rebound is taken by Wynn. Wow, a lot of contact there. Down the left side, there's Gaines. Drives in, try to get a shot up, and we get a whistle and a foul. I think it'll be on Pisces. And that'll be number four. Fourth foul on Alexander Pisces.
Heads-up play by McGaines there. He doesn't feel like he's a jump shooter. He gave the ball fake, though, and then he drove right down.
He can make it a three-point game. In one possession, he puts the first one in. He's made four in a row after he missed his first free throw.
Been solid. He's been solid for...
He's got a dozen points.
The Knights.
He's a junior. Free throw good again. 44 to 41. Under three to play now. Walker coming down. Well, these teams, they are playing to win, folks. Let me tell you. Inside Walker, down on the left baseline, makes a move under the basket. Ball fake, puts it in.
Nice, strong basket there by Walker. He didn't rush himself there.
Okay. He faked Wynn off his feet and then was able to go and put it in cleanly. Here's Wynn. Can't get a shot. Belmer, Joyner, back to Belmer. Now Gaines, top of the key with it. Gaines wants to drive. Over to Velmer, he'll fire a three, no good, and the rebound comes back to Joyner with the player falling down, and Joyner goes into the lane. We get a foul, and if that's on Pisces, that'll be all.
Yeah, I think it's on Richards. He went, the one that fell down. Could have had a weak side rebound off of that miss initially, but just slipped and fell.
Each team with three fouls now, so we're not to that two shot. Here's Wynn in the lane, flips it up, it doesn't go. And the rebound is taken down by Richards. So coming down, we got a timeout taken by Catholic High of Virginia Beach. And 2:09 to go. They got a 5-point lead. And this will be a full timeout. We'll step out one more time. We'll be back in 1 minute to see how this one ends up. Don't go away.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Virginia Beach Catholic is going to inbound the ball, and they have a 5-point lead with 2:08 to go. One more foul for Peninsula to give before Virginia Beach goes into the bonus, and we get a whistle away from the ball and a foul, and that's going to be on Malcolm Belmar, his first. And now they'll inbound the ball with 2:01 left. Entry pass, it's not easy. They throw it deep, and going up is Walker to get it. Walker calling Wildcat as he crosses the timeline. Goes all the way for the basket, trying to lay it up, and gets fouled. That's going to be a blocking foul on Joyner, and that'll be his fourth, I believe.
But you hate to sit in there and take that punishment only to go against you if you're somebody like Joyner.
Walker had only 3 points through three quarters, and now he has nine, going for number 10 and 11. He hopes they can push the lead. He can make it a three-score game if he makes them both and puts it up and in.
Been active throughout the game, and if you're the type of person that just continues to give your energy and do all the other things, usually the scoring will work itself out.
Second free throw is good. Three possession game, three score game with 1:53 to go. 48 to 41. Here's Gaines. Joyner. Joyner just can't get a shot. And there's a throw, a takeaway by Walker. What a steal he made. And then we get a whistle and they knocked it out of bounds. It'll be played by the Crusaders, who lead it by 7 now.
Yeah, they've basically erased Joyner's effect on this ball game.
Here's Richards working against Gaines. Richards gets across the timeline. They double him, gets it off to Pisces. Down the lane, flips it up and in. He's got 11 now. 50 to 41. Here is Joyner. Right side, Velmer fires a three. No good. Rebound is gathered in by Mann. Gets it back on the outside. Now out of the left corner. Mann for three is good, and we get a timeout. Wow. 50 to 44, so back to a two-possession game with 108 to go. What a big basket that was by Mann. His second three of the game. He has 8 points.
Yeah, that was that was just a huge basket to get it to a
game. Game was probably over.
Yeah.
If he didn't make that. So we'll be back. See how this one goes in 1 minute.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable, quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Minute 8 to go. The Virginia Beach Catholic Crusaders have the ball and a 6-point lead. They got to come the length of the floor against pressure. Comes into Walker. They try to double him. He dribbles away from it and then gets fouled. And that's going to go against Gaines. And there will be two shots coming for Walker, who has made 5 of 6 and 4 in a row here in the final quarter.
You got to continue to, make these free opportunities that you get.
Free throws up and good.
Talk about early in this game, some missed free throws in the first half. He's like, you hope that doesn't come back to bite you, but they've done their first share of making them here in the second half.
He makes a pair. 52-44. Here's Wynn. Outside, driving and putting up a 15-foot jumper that's no good. Kind of forced that one. Velmer had to. Rebound is taken by Richards. And there's a steal on the other end that's made. And Joyner off to Wynn, who goes for the bucket, flips it up. No good, but a foul is going to go against the Crusaders.
Kind of a miss.
Hard to avoid that foul.
Yeah.
That's on Richards.
They're coming like a freight train down the tracks there.
Two shots are coming for Jalen Wynn. Can we we'll remember his name if he goes somewhere big.
He is, like I said, I'm just amazed. Of course, he said he had
free throws no good off the back of the iron by him, though.
Had an injury a year ago, and to hear him say nobody really come at him from a collegiate standpoint to extend his career.
Shot is no good. Rebound. Wow. Joyner puts it back in.
What a rebound by the little guy.
Joyner, it's his first field goal of the game. 52-46, and a traveling violation on Walker.
Walker tried to sell a foul. Oh, they got a timeout. Are they going? Oh, man. A timeout that is granted to Catholic.
So timeout with 36 seconds to go. Well, that could have made things interesting.
Very interesting.
They'd inbound the ball, hit a three. Now they got to try to come back and get a turnover. We'll be back. Under a minute to go. We return in 1 minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Here we go. The Crusaders with the ball, just trying to work it up. Trapped on the back line as a turnover. Joyner goes underneath, puts it up and in. And it's a 4-point game. We get another timeout taken by Peninsula. It's 52-48. And now we got 26 and a half seconds to go. I mean, it's not over.
No, and you saw that one open right up. I mean, it was like, oh my God, where is he throwing the ball? There was nothing but white jerseys around at that point in time. And, you know, now Coach Steinberg, he's got to come up with a plan on how he's going to attack this full court pressure by Peninsula. That was very scary. Walker had nowhere to go with the ball, and you could see him panicking. It was like the clock. You know, we always talk about this, the clock goes up in your head. You know, you got 5 seconds with the dribble. If you're being guarded, you got 5 seconds if you stop the dribble. But that time accelerated in his mind, and he threw it right there to Joyner.
Walker is going to inbound. Two players are back deep, the freshman Lee, along with Mann, but everybody else in the front court. They bounce it into Thorne. He's the guy they want to be fouled, and they did foul Thorne, and he's going to go the line.
Thorne was very lucky he got out from underneath the basket right there, Dan. That's the one of the places you definitely don't want to throw the ball inbounds is underneath the basket if you've got two defenders on you, because you really have nowhere to go. You can't jump up and throw the ball over the trap. It makes it really difficult.
Thorne with two shots coming here. Thorne has 15 points on the night. 4 rebounds. Shot is up, and he left it short.
Left it short. Wow. Makes it interesting here.
Thorne tried to gather himself and flips this one up, and it's true. He's got 16. 53-48 going for the basket. Joyner goes under, lays it up, and it rolled off.
Oh.
And the rebound by Pisces, and
that could have ended
they're going to foul him.
That could have ended it right there. I mean, you were right there at the rim, and it rolls off. Oh. That's tough. That's a tough miss right there.
So the player is Alex Pisces, who goes to the line.
How many of those?
He's got 13.
Those shots is
puts it in.
Mr. Joyner made, you know, playing this game just to have that one roll off.
Well, if he made that shot, we'd have an exciting finish here. He makes a pair there, though, and it's 55-48. That ought to do it. Here is Wynn going for the basket, lays it up, and it rolled off. And Walker has the rebound. And with 4.9 to go, Wynn's going to foul Walker. And with only 4.9 seconds to go, we'll come down, and Walker will shoot two more free throws. He made 6 in a row. 5 fouls.
Is it Wynn saying he's out?
Nobody's leaving.
No, that's what I said. Or are they just saying he's got 4? That was an error on the clock operator.
Error on the clock operator. Free throw is good.
He's volunteering his time. I'm not going to give him a hard time tonight.
Walker has made free throws late. He missed this one. Here is Gaines with the ball. 3 seconds to go. Gaines down the lane. Flips it up and in, and the game is over. And the final is 56-50 as the Crusaders of Virginia Beach Catholic improved to 7-4 on the season. They beat Peninsula Catholic's Knights. They'll go at 6-6 in the championship of this Gateway Holiday Classic. It belongs to Catholic High out of Virginia Beach. And again, these are two schools that play in the same conference in their league. Jody Oney's going to come out and make presentations of some of the outstanding players.
You could tell in the handshake line that, you know, they're familiar folks.
Oh, yeah.
You sensed it. There was really only, I think, two players that actually was somewhat congratulatory in the lineup. The rest of them was like, we got to go against these dudes again.
Now we're going to have the all-tournament players announced. Wynn's got to be one of them. Gaines, well, maybe Wynn's not going to be one of them. I don't know. Gaines had a big game, big second half, 2, yeah. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. He had 15 points on the night, 13 in the second half, and most deserving.
Who the next one is?
Joyner had a big night last night, but Wynn has been pretty good both nights.
Yeah.
Wynn had 15. Joyner finished with 8.
And make the announcement. Who was it presenting the?
Number 4, James Wynn.
Wynn got it, yeah.
Jalen Wynn.
Well, he was spectacular. He looked
15 points and 6 rebounds off the bench.
He looks the part for sure.
In local community president Jody Oney presenting the trophies and posing with pictures for the and now for the Crusaders. Ashton Walker. He had 14 points, 11 in the last quarter for Walker. He was the guy who carried him late. Thorne, who finished with 16 points.
You gotta think maybe high season together.
That's what I would think. So, Pisces, who had 15 points and 4 rebounds in the game, the other all-tournament member, and now the Crusaders will get the championship trophy.
Your 2023 championship of the Boys Bracket of the Community Trust Bank Gateway Holiday Classic, the Crusaders of
Catholic High School. And Coach Bobby Steinberg just ushering his team out there. He's going to come with them now after they lead the way. And congratulations.
Championship.
Let's see, they come back next year. Walker returns. I know Jason Lee's only a freshman. Pisces is back. They may be back, Ivan.
Yeah, they may be. And it's good to see these two teams come to the Gateway Holiday Classic. And a lot of our local fans got to see these tremendous athletes. Man, you know, it's always good to see teams from other areas come and participate and just see how basketball's played differently. You heard Coach Dorsey for Peninsula Catholic just talk about, you know, they hadn't seen a 1-3-1 zone. And so when they saw it, they had to adapt and, you know, kind of slow down and process what was going on. We saw how the 1-3-1 affected Madison Central's Lady Indians in that girls' championship game. It was like, I've never seen this before. What is this? And it is. It's a learning process.
Hey, we'll be back with a quick recap of the scoring after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Dan Manley, Ivan Rawls back with you here at the arena as things begin to empty out here. And real quick, the scoring for Peninsula Catholic, they get 15 from Jalen Wynn, and Devin Gaines had 15, 8 for E.J. Joyner, who got those 4 late points, 5 for Velmar, who played so hard, and 8 points for Braden Mann. And that was the scoring for Catholic High out of Virginia Beach. They win the championship, 16 for Braden Thorne. Alex Pisces with 15, 14 for Ashton Walker, 9 points for Josiah Richards, and 2 points for the freshman Jonathan Lee. And they did it with a free throw shooting in the late going there. They got a bunch of opportunities, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 free throws in the last quarter out of 14. And so they end up in a game that's certainly very physical. They end up hitting 18 of 24 free throws, and that ends up being the difference. On the other side, just 11 of 16 for Peninsula Catholic. I mean, good tournament, enjoyable.
Yeah.
The Indians again with... The boys team just did not have a full complement of players, unfortunately, but hey, it'll be better next year.
Yeah, and you hope so. Like I said, being able to get some of these teams in here out of state to come and participate and us to get to see them and everything. And it was just awesome. I think it was a great week, and I think the teams that participated got something out of it, both in the girls and the boys bracket. And hopefully, you know, the local teams, Montgomery County's teams, benefited from this and, you know, can utilize this on the back half of their season.
In our two finals in the championship games, Lady Indians 50 and Madison Central 45. So the girls win the Gateway Holiday Classic. And here in this championship game of the boys, Catholic High out of Virginia Beach with the win 56-50 over Peninsula Catholic. Both of these teams coming out of Virginia. That'll do it for Jeff West and Ivan Rawls, our entire crew. Thanks so much for sticking with us if you have. And until we join you next week from the Railroad Classic over at Estill County, I'm Dan Manley for our entire crew saying so long from the MCHS Arena. Hey, thank you. Thanks for coming.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center.
Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.